This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. The Bernalillo County Jail's chief resigned more than 9 months ago. Philip Greer filled the position last month at the Metropolitan Detention Center. Greer hails from Minnesota, where he was the executive director of corrections for three counties, and he has a background in assuring jails comply with national standards. I caught up with Greer to talk about problems at MDC, the 39th biggest jail in the country. I interviewed your predecessor, Chief Ramon Reston, and he identified overcrowding as the toughest issue at the Metropolitan Detention Center. How do you intend to handle overcrowding?
Well, I'm pleased to say that crowding is not an issue at MDC currently. We have a bed capacity of over 2,200 beds, and yesterday was the first time we've dropped below 1,700. And we are maintaining the average in the 1,700s right now. That's due to a lot of initiatives in the public safety community, in the courts, in the pretrial services, in the community custody program.
And the McClendon lawsuit has hung over MDC for years and years. This is also related to overcrowding. How do you think it will affect your job?
I would like to take the word McClendon off of everybody's tongue, out of their vocabulary, and replace it with correctional best practices.
MDC is also considered the largest mental health facility in the state, and a lot of the inmates are getting their mental health care from the jail. What do you think of that going in?
Well, I think in every state, mental health needs have been forwarded to the jail for decades. It's something that jails across the country are struggling with. I think we are ahead of the curve. I think we have a lot of great mental health resources that are being employed in the jail, and I think hopefully we can positively impact people while they're in our custody and then perhaps provide a continuity of care as they transition to the community.
Now, there's been talk of discontinuing the methadone program at MDC. Do you think it should be ended?
No, I don't. I think the methadone program has a purpose for not only reducing the need for the drug, but in assisting in relapse prevention and assisting in reducing the likelihood of overdose death after someone leaves the facility.
Now, the jail is also facing a civil suit because it's alleged that a guard sexually assaulted a female inmate. Are any extra steps being taken to combat sexual assault in the jail?
We are very dedicated to following PREA, which is the Prison Rape Elimination Act. We have employed a number of methods to meet and achieve the standards outlined by PREA. We have set up reporting hotlines. We have a PREA team. We've gone through the facility and made structural changes. We've got investigative techniques. That is something that we are strongly dedicated to, is providing supervision in a humane way that protects people.
So what's your philosophy overall for running an incarceration facility?
Well, my core philosophy is that we have the safest, most humane facility that we possibly can, making sure that we have a facility of a culturally competent, well-trained professional workforce.
What does a culturally competent workforce look like?
Culturally competent workforce means that we have an awareness, an understanding, and education in appropriately interacting with people from all communities, all cultures, all educational levels, all backgrounds.
All right. Well, thanks, Chief Greer, for your time today.
Thank you.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the McCune Foundation and the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. For more on this story, go to publichealthnm.org. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.